Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 13th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were May corn down 0.75 cents, May wheat down 6.75 cents, and May beans down 2.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 10 ticks, crude oil up 88 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up about 90 higher. Gold up $9, silver up 9 cents, bonds down about a half a point. Everybody's talking about the rally in the wheat market yesterday. Can it last? Obviously, overnight, we gave back 7 cents out of the 24 that we rallied yesterday. Was yesterday the start of something good out here? Really hard to know. Wrong time of the year to be making, wrong time of the month anyway, to be making lows. It was a turnaround Tuesday. We didn't have follow-through last night, so I'm a little bit skeptical here. Kansas City made a key reversal, but Chicago didn't. Again, that makes me a little skeptical. We didn't see anything fundamentally to justify the rally, with the exception of the funds being short. Funds are short like 240,000 contracts of corn. I don't know if that's a record, but it's got to be getting pretty close out here. Wheat, they were short 100,000 contracts. So, you know, they're short 50, 60,000 beans. There's certainly room to move higher, but why would we until we get a trade deal? After the positive comments yesterday, apparently there was a negative comment last night that we're still a ways away, and if we don't get what we want, there won't be a trade deal. So that backed off the market as well out here. Again, one day it's positive news, the next day it's negative news, and the markets are just getting chopped up here. But the trend until we get a deal signed is certainly lower out here. Weather around the country, cold, wet. We've got the storm moving into the plains. We're wet here in Chicago. I just got off the phone with Nebraska. They're wet. Ground is saturated in a lot of spots here. There are some people talking they won't be able to get in, even if it turned hot and dry now, for at least a month. So I think that's certainly possible, but that doesn't really delay us. But we should hear a little bit more talk of delays in the south and maybe that being a little bit friendly toward the corn, maybe a little negative toward the beans. But, you know, we always get the corn on the ground one way or the other. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.